The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a lender specializing in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on this show at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through our actual live mortgage rates. And then we do a deep dive into a different loan type. Today's loan type is going to be first-time home buyers. So our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience as both a loan officer and a realtor, has dealt with many first-time home buyers in many different capacities. So he'll take us into a deep dive into some different options there later. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is go through our live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool. Let's see what the rates are looking like today. It's been a crazy week, so interesting to see what's going on.
Yes, unfortunately, not so great news for rates. Let's see what it looks like here. So let me change my screens. And this is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals. It'll show us the general rates and APR for today. It is April 11th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs here are live. So if you'd like a full loan estimate that breaks down all of the fees, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers to help you out. But what we'll do today is set up a basic scenario so we can compare across the programs as we do every day. We'll set the loan amount to $400,000 for these demos. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, and then we'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers, and then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options using alternative income. So for today, we'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos today, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760. And an estimated debt-to-income ratio of 40. So let's see what the rates are looking like this morning. Woo! Yeah, definitely some bad news. Pushed it up quite a bit. That's probably the biggest jump we've had in quite a while here. 6.75 rate, 2.5 discount points it costs, puts the final APR over 7 at 7.057. So yesterday we were at 6.8 something, so quite a big difference in just one day. Now, if for any reason our customers don't qualify for conventional program, typically the next option we want to present is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario, and this time we'll select FHA. Everything will stay identical so that we can compare apples to apples across the program, even though FHA does allow more leniency on credit issues and credit events, as well as a much higher debt-to-income ratio overall. So let's check out the FHA options, and those jumped up quite a bit as well. Best option we have this morning, 6% rate, 2.375 discount points and costs, puts that final APR at 6.946. So good option here, and as usual, it's just a touch lower than conventional for the same program. So if someone qualifies for both, definitely look at FHA. It might be a hair cheaper. And for those that need to use FHA for the reasons we highlighted before, this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required. So great option for our borrowers that need to use FHA. In this example, a very comparable and actually cheaper than conventional in some cases. So great options there for our borrowers. Now, where we love to specialize is if our borrower unfortunately doesn't qualify for either conventional or FHA. Most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, unfortunately, but that's where we love to get creative with our 5,000 plus additional programs under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we can use different income types. So we'll keep everything the same, but now a new option pops up where we can change the income documentation. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. So if our customer doesn't qualify with full doc, which is 2 years of tax returns, we'll need to use an alternative. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. These investor programs are just for investment properties, so we'll show those in a minute here. Personal bank statement, 12-month. This is our most popular program, so that's what we use for the demo. And we also have RSU, stated income, DOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. But the most popular is the 12-month bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, when they submit their tax returns, may have write-offs and may not qualify at all, or just may need a little more income. Either way, we can help them out. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. And we'll use those to determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% here in our example, using just their cash in the bank. So most of our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income this way, and therefore get that home they really want. All right, non-QM went up a little bit as well when we see the market shift that much. Non-QM usually takes a couple days, but with the big shifts we saw yesterday, non-QM did issue new rates here. So the best option we have at the moment, 7.25 rate, 2.3 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 7.656. So it goes up hand in hand. Remember, we're always about a half a point. And again, today we're within about a half a point of conventional to use these alternative income options for the bank statement option particular on this. So great options for our customers, and there's hundreds and hundreds of variations when you go to bank statement and non-QM. So if we scroll down here, some of these options at a little bit higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of variations. Please get our team to find the best ones for you. And let me go back to the pricer, and we'll do our final two demos as we do every day for investment properties. So we love to work with investors, and we have some great options here. So we'll set up the same scenario as before, $400,000 loan, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll have the computer compare the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, and we'll compare that to our non-QM options. Remember, government programs, FHA, VA, USDA do not work for investments. So we'll stick with these top two here. We'll start with the conforming conventional. Everything's identical. All we've changed here is investment. So let's check out these options today. Now the portfolio option is looking much more attractive, right? So we mention this every day. The portfolio option is not a true conventional, so it doesn't necessarily follow those same pricing adjustments. So this option has no loan level price adjustments required. So 6.875 rate for 3.375 discount points puts the final APR at 7.277. And our first true conventional option, and as the rates jumped, it's actually further away than it was before from portfolio. So this option is a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac option, either or, comes in at 7.125 rate with 3.5 discount points, final APR 7.549. So these went up as well, and this gap between the portfolio and the true conventional, a little bit higher now, so definitely recommend all of our customers out there looking at investment properties, definitely check out the portfolio option as it is beating the true conventional by quite a bit. And also recommend all of our investors check out the non-QM options as well. So make sure you compare both, and I would suspect, as usual, our expanded guideline options are typically preferred for investment properties. So let's set up the scenario for expanded guidelines. And we have a few boxes we have to fill out here. First, the income type. So the most popular income type that we have here for investments and our most popular loan is our DSCR, because it doesn't actually require any income or employment from our borrower or documentation. We simply use the estimated rents from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. It stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows, that's a ratio of one or higher, which is preferred. We even have options for ratios under one. For the live demo, we always put 1.5 as the highest value so we can see all of the applicable programs. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard. We always choose 3 years. That's standard on a non-QM investment. There are options for no prepay, which costs more and limits the loan programs. And there's some programs that do allow 5 years, which saves some money, but does limit what shows up. Since 3 years is most common, that's what we always select here for the demo. Ooh, so DSCR went up a touch. So 7% rate, 3.15 discount points, puts the final APR at 7.489, still beating conventional. Absolutely amazing. I would say 100% of investors that look at this option are going to pick a DSCR because it's actually cheaper than conventional. Many investors still choose DSCR even when it's quite a bit more expensive than conventional. So total no-brainer now. Definitely recommend all our investors look at these DSCR programs. And we have hundreds of options if you scroll down here. Some of these at higher rates and costs. may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, credit issues, may allow different ways to calculate the income, all kinds of different options. So please go with our team to find the best ones. Now, let me switch my screen again, and we'll change gears back into today's topic, which is going to be first-time homebuyer loans. So, obviously, this is going to be a segment on primary homes, right? So, we just did investors. This will be switching it back to primary, where we have certain programs that have special exceptions and special features for our first-time homebuyers, right? All of the programs typically have an incentive for our renters to turn to buyers, right, throughout the U.S. So these are incentives that are pretty much applicable across all the programs. They're not state-level incentives or anything like that, right? These are national incentives put on by our government-sponsored programs in order to facilitate people getting their first home. So we obviously have a little bit of extra benefit that we can find typically for our first-time homebuyers that truly qualify as first-time homebuyers. But Jose, why don't you explain exactly what that box means? Because first-time homebuyer could be a little bit of a misnomer because it is just a box we check, right? And there are a couple exceptions to that box. So first, let's talk about what the box means, and then let's check out the examples.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for today's Daily Rates with a mortgage calculator. First-time home buyers, for some people, is a little confusing. I'll state technically what a first-time home buyer is. First-time home buyer is a borrower that has not owned a home, owned a property, whether it's they co-signed or it was actually theirs, that they have not owned a property for the past 36 months. /3 years. I say 36 months because, you know, we say 3 years and sometimes people think we're talking about three calendar years when we're talking about 36 months, three 12-month periods. So we have good options for first-time home buyers, but I will state there's also a little bit of a confusion there. The true 3% down first-time home buyer program, the conventional program, either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, anytime you are at a 97% LTV for a conventional loan, that has to be for a first-time home buyer only, unless, now here's where we throw the curveballs at you, unless the borrower can qualify for Home Possible or Home Ready, which are 3% down conventional loan options, not necessarily just for first-time home buyers, but definitely benefiting first-time home buyers, as well as home buyers that may be low to moderate income or home buyers that may be buying in a minority census tract. Why do I say that? Because in order to qualify for the Home Possible or Home Ready 3% down loan options, there has to be certain conditions to be met. Either A, the property, you're going to run the property address via the Home Possible or Home Ready geocoder, and then you're going to look at the area median income for that census tract, also known as the AMI, and then see if the borrower is at 80% or below. The geocoder will state the area median income for that census tract. Then it will state the 80% figure. And then it will also state in the geocoder if the census tract is a minority census tract where 30% or more of the residents in that census tract are minorities, or it will also let you know if it is a low to moderate income census tract. If it is a low to moderate income census tract, or a minority census tract, then the income limitation for the program is eliminated. That means that the borrower does not have to be at 80% or below the area median income to be able to use the awesome 3% down Home Possible or Home Ready programs, which give reduced MI and reduced interest rates. Right? So that's very important to note. That is not a program only for first-time home buyers, but it is a great program for first-time home buyers because it basically gets the 3% down option only available to first-time home buyers and adds incentives of lower mortgage insurance and lower interest rates. So let me share the examples I have with you today so I could illustrate for you the differences between our regular 3% down first-time home buyer option and the Home Possible Home Ready and some other interesting twists that I have for you. So let me make this a little bigger here. Okay. So this is our true first-time home buyer conventional 3% down program. This is the option that if it is not home possible, if it is not home ready, the borrower has to be a first-time home buyer, not own a property in the last 3 years. So you will note here, our lowest cost option actually has a lender credit, 7.5%. You can buy that down to 6.625%. at a cost of 2.5 points. And let me illustrate here the mortgage insurance expense. Mortgage insurance expense on this one is $166 per month. So $166 in the MI. And here you're looking at our rates. This is the true 3% down first-time home buyer. No running through geocode or no worrying about any of that stuff. This is basically for the borrower that is buying a property that they are making too much money to qualify under Home Possible or Home Ready, or the property is not in a minority census tract or a low to moderate income census tract where the income limitations are removed, right? So you see here 7.5 is our lowest cost option. So now here is our Home Ready 3% down option. And here you will note that now 7.25 is basically our par rate versus 7.375 or 7.5 in between those. I would say closer to 7.5, closer to par, 0.1 credit than 0.25 cost. And you also notice the MI on this one is also a little bit lower, $150. So about $18 lower in the MI and about 0.25% lower in the cost. And we go down to 6.5%. And this one here goes down to 6.625% at a cost of 2.5. So yeah, we have 6.5 at a cost of 2.375. So you see the benefits in pricing and in mortgage insurance for our 3% down home ready option. So now another option popular, because as we know, our first time home buyers buying their first home do not have a home that they're selling that they're going to be rolling over any equity, right? That's your second home, and your third home become a lot easier because you're selling an existing home usually, or you're cashing out the refi or getting a HELOC so you can have the money to go on to your next home, and you leave that other home rented or you sell it. First-time home buyers don't have that option, don't have that benefit. They have to save up all of their money. So hence, our first-time home buyers love our low down payment option. So in this FHA option, I purposefully showed the cost, the rate at where there is the highest lender credit, because I always like to show this compared to a down payment assistance option. The only real benefit the down payment assistance option is going to have for you is that it's going to extend the rate sheet to a higher interest rate and change the pricing around. So you're going to get essentially higher interest rates and you're going to get those credits and it's going to be forgivable. So here you're looking at 7.75 with a credit, lender credit of 1.375, buying that down all the way to 6% at a cost of 2.375. So want to leave this right here because now another option popular with our first-time home buyer is our down payment assistance. So here, essentially, we have a 3.5% down payment FHA loan combined with 3.5% forgivable, right? That's the key word there, forgivable down payment assistance. This one is no payment due ever on the second mortgage, and it is forgivable after 60 months as long as you are on time in the first mortgage. So here, very interesting to note, notice 7.75 is costing 2.25, right? In our DPA, here, 7.75 is giving a credit of 1.375. So if you do the math right there, you're about 2.75% difference, or what is it? Actually more. 2.25 plus 1.3. Ooh, that's 3.625, is it? 3.5, something like that, 3.6. So a big difference there. If your borrower is contemplating DPA, you may want to just consider giving them 7.75, a 1.35% lender credit. They're saving the loan discount, and they're getting some lender credit. It's the same net result, right? So don't want to confuse you all with DPA, but always consider that when figuring out, because only real benefit to the DPA is the forgivable. So now here we have our forgivable again, and you'll see that at 8.75, you're still costing 1 point. You're getting 3.5% DPA, paying 1 point, so you're really getting 2.5 DPA at 8.75, right? When at 7.75 in the other option, you were at 1.375, saving that 1%, you're in the same place, right? At least I think. So now here is our 100% LTV purchase combined with 3.5% forgivable DPA. See some great options here. 8.75, 1.5% cost. So you're still going to have net benefit there of 2% on your DPA for your 100% financing USDA and DPA. And in my last option, wanted to show here for the person. Now here we do see some benefit here for sure. Now this is a repayable option, so the pricing is going to be better with the repayable option. And what you have to note here, this is for 5% closing cost assistance, right? So this could cover all your closing costs and could even assist with a little bit of your down payment. So you do see here, since this is a repayable closing cost assistance, second mortgage for at 9.99%, 30-year amortization, 10-year term. In other words, after 10 years, you got to pay it off. It's a balloon payment. But you do get very favorable rates, 7.75 with a cost of 0.875 all the way down to 7% at a cost of 2.5. And this is 5%. So this could fund most of your transaction, pretty much I would say most of your all of your closing costs and probably half of your down payment. So this is a very good option for somebody that is low on money, as most of our first-time home buyers are. So like I mentioned, these weren't all necessarily first-time home buyer only options, but these are all great options for first-time home buyers to be able to get into their first home with limited funds, as unfortunately most first-time home buyers have, since they're not rolling over any equity from an existing home.
All right. Some great options there. Thank you very much. And I don't see any questions. So I guess we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Remember, everyone, that we do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday, where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan type. So we'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.